This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth and a leading figure in the British royal family for almost seven decades, has died at the age of 99. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The Duke of Edinburgh, as he was officially known, was by his wife's side throughout her 69-year reign, the longest in British history. Flags were lowered to half-mast at Buckingham Palace and at government buildings across London as the public began to lay flowers outside royal residences. Prime Minister Boris Johnson also paid his respects to the Queen's consort.
So we mourn today with Her Majesty the Queen. We offer our condolences to her and to all her family. And we give thanks as a nation and a kingdom for the extraordinary life and work of Prince Philip.
Philip, a former naval officer and Greek prince, had earned a reputation for a tough, no-nonsense attitude, which earned him respect from many Britons. But he was also known for off-the-cuff remarks that sometimes caused offence.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. U.S. President Joe Biden and some of his predecessors are marking the death of Britain's Prince Philip. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
He was a heck of a guy.
The president says the nation sends Queen Elizabeth its deep condolences, honoring the prince's service and charity, what the 78-year-old president calls an extraordinary and long life.
99 years old, he never slowed down at all, and which I admire the devil out of.
In statements, both President Bush and Obama cited the prince's wit and warmth. President Trump says Philip defined British dignity and grace, calling his death an irreplaceable loss. Sagar Magani, Washington.